We refer to Hashem as Avarachamim. We say, Michamaycha Avarachamim. Who's like you, merciful Father? Even though we don't really deserve to be Zeiche Bedin, to emerge clean and clear in judgment, nonetheless, you're merciful, Hashem. And you're a father to us. And therefore, it makes sense for a father to have mercy upon the child, even if the child doesn't deserve it. Zeichi Yitzurav L'chaim Barachamim. We're your creations, Hashem. And the Creator has mercy on His creations. So whether you're relating to us as an Av Harachamim, as a loving father, merciful father, or as a Yitzer, as a creator, there are two reasons for you to have mercy on us, Hashem. Avicha Kanecha, a father, a creator, relating to Hashem that way, expressing that love, that two-way love. We might have gone astray, but nonetheless, we ask Hashem for His mercy. Mercy isn't an open-ended, free ticket. Not at all. Rachamim just means we want more time. We want time to be able to work things out. The Gimel Minas HaRachamim. 13 attributes of mercy. Hashem, Hashem, Kal Rachim V'chanu. V'naki. He wipes it out. And then the Torah says, Lo Yanaki. He doesn't wipe it out. Which one is it? Does Hashem wipe out the sin or does He not wipe out the sin? The Gemara tells us very clearly, Naki L'shavim, Lo Yanaki L'inam Shavim. Depends on us. Ultimately, if we don't do tshuva lo yanake, Hashem can have as much mercy as He possibly can do. But it's up to us. Mercy doesn't last forever. It just buys us more time to be able to sort ourselves out. So when we come face to face with the reality of Hashem's existence, when we stare ourselves in the mirror and look at our own shortcomings, the one thing that we can beg Hashem for is that rachamim, is that mercy. Just to give us more time to be able to sort ourselves out, to realign ourselves, to get our values clear, to evaluate our actions, to express that regret and that remorse, to make that commitment, to make a change. That takes time. So Hashem, give us that space to become, that space to move forward. Not to be held back by the past. Not to be restricted by the voice within us that says, you can't change. It's too late. You've gone too far. Because Hashem is Avarachamim. He's merciful. He's our Father. He understands. He cares. He wants the best for us. The best for us is to make that change, to return to Him in Shuvah. He created us in the first place. He understands how we work. He knows that we have shortcomings, that we make mistakes. But that's the amazing thing about it. Micha Micha. Who's like you, Hashem, that creates space for His creations, even when they go against what He wants, gives them the space to be able to make that change, to be able to forge a way back, to forge a new path. That's something remarkable. Only Hashem. Micha Micha Barachamim. Zeichi Yetzirav L'chaim Barachamim.